News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Officials at the Department of Finance have warned the Minister for Finance that major structural changes to the tax system will be required to support growing spending pressures on the state and to address the serious vulnerability of Ireland's narrow tax base. The Business Post had the story over the weekend. We're joined by Seamus Coffey, Chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, lecturer in economics in UCC. Seamus, you're singing, I imagine, from the same hymn sheet as the Department of Finance.
Yes, I don't think there's no doubt that many of the things that are included in this briefing given to the minister would be things that bodies like the Fiscal Council would have warned about before. Like, I suppose in headline terms, at a top level position, it looks like we're in a pretty strong position. The economy is going well. The government is running fiscal surpluses, collecting more tax revenue than it is spending. But if we look at sort of the source of those tax revenues, like a key one over recent years has been corporation tax, which has surged to huge amounts, but from a very, very small number of companies. Around 10 companies are responsible for around 60% of all this corporation tax we collect, which really is a kind of a good problem to be presenting to a Minister of Finance, that you are collecting too much tax from one particular source, but it's coming from such a narrow base and such a small number of companies. And the briefing goes through, like other areas, especially in relation to income tax. Like, these companies have large numbers of employees, they have large numbers of high paid employees, so they're also contributing very large amounts to our income tax revenue. So we are very reliant on these. Now, again, this is in a sense a measure of success. It's good to have these companies here, but the concern would be that we become reliant on them, that we actually use all these revenues, and maybe down the line there could be a shock or a speed bump that causes changes, even just to a small number of these companies, that could cause a pretty large hole to open up in the public finance. And as I said, we are in a strong position. There's lots of uncertainty out there, but highlighting this risk that the Department of Finance are doing is certainly an appropriate path to be taking.
Okay. Is there a danger we've already become dependent on them, that we're addicted to spending increases? I mean, we've seen three massive budgets in a row, and there is an expectation from people. I mean, I keep going back to it, the TV coverage after the budget, certainly last year, and a succession of people going, now this budget has done nothing for me. And then the expert would say, you're actually £3,000 better off after this budget. And they'd kind of shrug their shoulders. I mean, are we already in that phase where expectations are massive and almost cannot be met?
Yeah, so there's no doubt that as we got towards the end of the last government, like, the public finances had lost their anchor. The government had set sort of an informal target of limiting spending increases to 5% a year back, say, in 2021, but got nowhere near that in every year. And we saw increases in recent years of 9, 10%. And the fear is not so much that those spending commitments have been made and come locked in. The fear is that you actually get into a position where spending increases of 9 and 10% per year are expected. And that will be completely unsustainable, particularly in an environment where inflation has come back down. You can make some justification, given some of the factors we've seen in recent years, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Brexit, the inflation spike. Like, the government had to respond to those. But now we're in a position where inflation is much lower. And if we keep growing spending at 9, 10%, so current spending has doubled maybe in the last 5 years. If we keep growing at 10%, it would double again over the next 7 years. And regardless of what tax revenue was pouring in, that is unsustainable. And it would be inappropriate to an economy that's performing well. Remember, like, we're at close to 4% unemployment. The economy doesn't need the type of fiscal stimulus that such spending growth would give. And the fear would be that if you keep spending that money and you hit this speed bump, maybe we go back to more normal levels of unemployment. Maybe there's an issue with some of those companies that are paying all the corporation tax. Then we could actually see a deficit revealed. And if you strip out the strong position we're in, if you strip out the corporation tax receipts that are pouring in, as the Department of Finance do when they're briefing, they would show that in underlying terms, we're actually running deficit. So yes, a headline, very good, but there are risks out there. And the key now is to sort of find a guardrail, some anchor to government policy. That might come with a medium-term spending plan that the government will set out as we get through this year. So we're all expecting that. But the key is that when they set it out, that they actually stick to it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, final question. This government got re-elected, one of the only ones in Western Europe to get re-elected. And I have absolutely no doubt the reason they did was because they had the largesse. They had the money, unlike other countries. to spend big at budget time. And without that, I don't think they would have been re-elected. So politically, it's very difficult for a government to row back from that.
Yeah, and we're in like a very different position to countries right around the world, even right around Europe, which are running pretty large deficits and have seen their overall debts rising. Like, we're in a position of running headline surpluses and having our debts decline. So we look like we're in that strong position. But I said, it's not kind of a broad-based position. It's very narrow on quite a small number of companies. So, yes, there might be temptation there to spend that money. But we've been in this position before as a country, and we see the consequences of that. Like, a position of the
economy. Do we ever learn, though? I'm not sure we do.
Well, we do. I think we have to keep making the message and getting across. Like, so we are running surpluses at the moment, so that does make us better than we would have been before, than if there was to be that speed bump. But at least we have some ability to absorb it. But if we keep spending growing at what has happened in recent years, that sort of buffer we have there now will be eroded and we'll leave ourselves possibly in a more vulnerable position than would be the case. And yes, there's possibly expectations built out there across some of the spending departments. They can keep going like they've done in recent years. And the key is to get some sort of anchor, get sort of some control over our public finances to get that reasonably good position we're in now and try to maintain it.
Seamus Coffey, Chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, Lecturer in Economics in UCC. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. I'm curious this morning, let us know what you think. If this budget next in the autumn said, actually, we're just going to keep things as they were, how would you react? Or do you want to see the spending increase the way it has been in recent years? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.